This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The people of New Orleans can hardly believe it. Exactly 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, tomorrow is the anniversary, another hurricane threatens the city. Tropical Storm Gustav is heading toward the Gulf of Mexico, and meteorologists say it could reach hurricane force before it hits somewhere along the coastline between Florida and Texas. Jefferson Parish, which includes parts of New Orleans, was badly affected by Katrina and the following floods. Kenneth Padgett is the parish's director of emergency management. And what are you doing now to prepare for Gustav should it come ashore?
Oh, right now, we have a series of checklist items that we have to accomplish. We are in constant communications with the state Office of Emergency Preparedness and also our regional partners in the other parishes so that all of us are on the same page as we respond to this event.
Have you had any help from FEMA and the federal government as you prepare for this storm?
Oh, yes. From the federal level down, we've been in constant communications. Because of the uncertainty of the path of the storm right now, you know, it's still several days away.
Now, during Katrina or just after Katrina, some of the problems were exacerbated by the fact that emergency workers weren't available. They weren't sort of manning water pumping stations and other areas of the city to help with the floodwaters. What are you doing this time that's different?
Essential personnel will remain in their positions in the post, and particularly the pump operators, we built safe houses for them. Basically concrete bunkers on concrete stilts, and that they could operate the pumps from those safe houses so that they would not be evacuated from their posts.
So you think that's crucial to have those pump houses manned at all times?
Oh, it's crucial, and that's why the parish spent millions of dollars of its own funds to build them.
Now, what about the levees? How strong are they to withstand flooding?
Well, the levees, according to the Corps of Engineers, can withstand up to Category 3 flooding. But I always tell people that even though the levee may stand at a certain point in certain storms, the levees could be overtopped, depending on, you know, the strength of the storm, the path of the storm, the speed of the storm.
And what about mandatory evacuations?
Okay, that has not been fully decided upon. However, our benchmark is Category 3 or above. We institute a mandatory evacuation.
Can you force people to leave?
No, we would not go door to door and you know, drag people out of their homes. However, we make it very clear to them that they are taking a high risk if they decide to remain in their homes on a Category 3 above storm.
As I said, it's almost exactly 3 years after Hurricane Katrina hit. What are people thinking? What are they feeling out there where you live?
Well, from the number of phone calls we're receiving in my department, I think this storm has gotten a lot of people's attention. I think anxiety is up in the area about what could happen. So we're just trying to reassure the citizens that what they saw in Katrina is not what they're going to see this time.
Kenneth Padgett is the Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish in Louisiana, preparing for Tropical Storm Gustav should it become a Category 3 hurricane. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.